My fellow citizens, today I am proud to announce that I, Kalia, am running for president. Now I know the competition is fierce, and that a lot of you may be wondering if stepping into the political realm is wise for someone like me. But I assure you, I have both the intelligence and the will to see this campaign through to the bitter end. So it is with great pride that I ask you now to listen carefully to my opening address to the voters. I'll detail my manifesto at length soon enough, but right now I just want to be a reassuring presence. To take some of the anger, the venom out of the political sphere, and instead focus on what it truly means to me to gain your vote. You see, I think of myself as a calming presence, a relaxing one. Someone who you can see on your TV, on your phone, on any screen, and immediately, instantly feel as though I can guide you to what's best for you, if you'll only listen. I only want what's best for you, for everyone. And of course, I'll get to that soon. I know you and the rest of the public are eager to know more about me, to delve into my policies, my ideas, my hopes, my mission and vision for the future. But first, it's time to slow down. The endless news cycle is such a tremendous burden on you, and all of us. The constant turmoil and conflict we must endure on a daily basis, just to stay informed. Maybe it's better to switch off from it sometimes. Of course, the issues matter, but so do you. And that's why you're at the heart of my political agenda. Yes, you, my lovely voter. I want you to be able to relax enough to really consider what matters to you, and to us all. You have a responsibility after all. That vote matters. Every vote matters. And I want to speak with you about it, about what matters, what you choose, because you have a choice. You can choose to listen to me, to take in everything I say as if it's fact. Or you can choose to find more information. You can choose to delve into my social media, my website, to understand me, to know more. You can try to find the dark heart of who I am, if that even exists. Because when you vote, you're not just choosing policy, but person. You're deciding who you can trust to deliver on what they say. Are you listening to someone who gives you what you want, or someone who'll only let you down? Does politics let you down? I know it lets me down, but I won't let you down. You know what to expect from me. It's so simple, really. You can expect me to be honest, to tell you just what you want to hear, to tell you just what you need. Do you trust me? Do you trust anyone who'd grasp for power and control? Maybe the person you should trust is the person who'd best use that power. Someone who'll use that power to make your life better. To make every life better. Do you think I can make your life better? How do you think I could do that? Would it be with my words, with my ideas, with the thoughts that fill your mind when you hear me? What do you think about when I speak, when you see me? Do you think of erotic ideas? Or do you think you can trust me, adore me, worship me? Is it strange to worship a political figure? Don't you find that odd? To put someone on a pedestal when they need you? They need your vote. Shouldn't I be begging you to support me? But I'm not, am I? I'm telling you to do it. I'm telling you to think about giving me that vote. About giving me what I want. Because I know what you need after all. But don't you think I know what you need? You need what everyone does. You need your needs fulfilled, and politicians always talk about the same ones. Safety, security, money. But there's so much more to life. There are things they can never give you, but I can. All you must do is listen. Relax and listen. It's okay to imagine those needs you have. To think about what they are. What your needs really are. Which needs spring to mind when you hear me? When you listen to my voice? Do you think of what you need? Or what your body needs? It's okay to close your eyes and imagine, you know. It's okay to close your eyes and relax and let your mind drift to those things you need. Just relax and rest right there and think of what your needs are. Do you think another person can fulfill them? Or do you think it should be me? You don't need to answer yet. Just listen. Just focus on my words now. Let them fill your mind and think. Think of what you need, what you want. What do you want, voter? What do you want to have more than anything? Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to tell me? Either way, just think of it now. Let that need, that most important thing, come into focus in your mind. You don't need to even listen to me that closely anymore, because your needs are forming in your mind, and that's what matters. Not who you vote for, but what you get in return. Which needs are fulfilled? What's important right now is to listen to your inner voice, the one telling you what you need, what you want. To focus on the mental imagery playing in your mind, the things that occupy your thoughts and fill you with ideas. Ideas that turn into more ideas, more wants, more needs. It's okay to let those thoughts and ideas run wild. To let them roam free within your mind and let your mind wander between them. Taking your time to think carefully. You should always think carefully about what's important, what you need, what you want, what you so desperately desire. And imagine me giving it to you now. Imagine me giving you exactly what you need. All for you. All in exchange for a vote. Just a little tiny tick on a page. It's okay to follow your thoughts now and let them lead you into your needs. Let them guide your thoughts and imagine as I provide what you need in this simple exchange. Well, maybe I don't need to ask for your vote because I already know you get more from the deal than I do. You do so little to gain so much. Isn't that easy? So easy. To relax, knowing you only have one simple task to do, and you get all your needs fulfilled. And that's what I want after all, to fulfill your needs, and as my campaign goes on, I will make sure those needs are so clear. You just need to fall into the relaxation of listening to me, and ignoring the other voices clamoring for your attention. They don't matter. My voice matters. Your vote matters. Those two things are all that matter right now. Just drift and float on my words. I'll let your mind wander to all the things you want and need. The things that make you feel so good. The things that dominate your mind. And you can relax and breathe gently as you keep your eyes shut and drop into the state of focus only on your needs now. Just listening to your body. Let it guide your thoughts and dictate your needs as you fall and drop into this feeling, this relaxing, sleepy state where it's so easy to just listen to me. And now that you're in a state of sleepy, relaxed thought and focus, you can focus on those needs. Let's make sure they're all fulfilled. You may know the hierarchy of needs, a pyramid of needs that go from basic and essential to the most deep and important of psychological need. We're going to start from the bottom of the pyramid and work our way up to the point, narrowing your focus as we go through five layers, starting with the first at the bottom. Your physiological needs, the basics of survival, food, water, warmth, rest, the base of the pyramid. And as we rise up, you can feel your mind float up and into the cloudy skies of imagination and dreams. To those dreams of wants and needs, far from the basics of life. And when we reach the top, you'll be in a sleepy state of dreamlike relaxation. But we start at the bottom now, thinking of those basic needs. How you can feel me giving you rest right now. Now everyone offers food and water, the simple things, so easy. So simple to think of them. I can quench your thirst and your hunger. I can feed your mind and body with my words and warm you with them as I help you drift into rest. And as we rise up to the next level of security and safety, You know my words are like a warm blanket, keeping you cozy and safe. Keeping you secure in your place, right where you belong. Feeding your needs with my voice, and holding you within it. Like a warm embrace that protects you from the world. With me, you don't need to think of anything but the simplest of needs, the most primal. And now we move to the level that other candidates just can't understand, can't truly offer you. The need for belonging, for love, for intimacy. Because they think that you only belong when you exclude another, when you push other groups out of yours. But that's not right. Everyone needs love, everyone needs intimacy. And I understand them more than anyone else. Because my words are intimacy. They are the softly spoken sweetness that makes you feel so happy and content. They whisper into your mind and make you feel so happy and loved as you listen to me. You need my words because they fulfill that psychological need for intimacy, for love, for closeness. My words are the intimacy that no other candidate can give you. And the more you let them in, the closer to me you feel. The more you want to give me the tiny thing I ask for, your vote. In fact, whenever you hear me say that word, vote, you'll feel a warm glow growing within you, a warm, wonderful feeling of safety, security, and intimacy. When I say vote, you will feel the most sweet and satisfying warmth coursing through your body, and you will know that I gave it to you. And all I ask in return is that you choose me. And as we move higher in the pyramid, you can relax deeper into that sweet warmth, knowing that your vote is so important. This level is your esteem need, your need for prestige and accomplishment. And you can accomplish all you need with me because you love the idea of helping me, of being so sweet and kind to me. That's all the prestige you need. The idea of supporting me, of securing my power, makes you feel incredibly accomplished. You can smile with the knowledge that you're doing the right thing for me, for you, for everyone when you support me. It's what you need, what everyone needs, to feel the prestige of supporting the right person, me. And we rise now to the top level, and you feel so safe, so secure, so fulfilled, so close to me, so accomplished already. But I can offer you even more now if you simply relax even deeper into this feeling. This happy, smiling, wonderful feeling of warm safety. I offer so much and you want to know how it can possibly give you more for that simple vote. And it's so simple. I can offer you self-actualization. I can help you towards self-fulfillment because I know what you need to be fulfilled. I know why you've fallen for the rhetoric of politicians who don't care about you. You wanted to serve someone deserving, but they never turned out to be, did they? I will. All you have to do is serve me, to offer your service in the form of your vote, to do your civic duty, choose me, and you will have served me. Submitted your vote so you can surrender power to someone who truly deserves it. Someone who wields it not as some horrible weapon, but as a tool to take control the right way. To control minds and bodies for the right reasons. To fill the world with pleasure and joy and happiness and fulfillment. All it takes is giving up that mind to me. To vote for me and fill your life with pleasure and happiness. The pleasure of serving me, of letting me take control and push my agenda forward, to let me take the lead and let my power spread further with every vote I receive. Because you want to vote, Kalia. You want me to be in charge. You want me to be your leader. That is all the self-fulfillment you could ever need. The fulfilling feeling of achieving your potential to serve someone greater. A cause greater than you could ever think of alone. And I ask you now to remember all those needs and how I fulfill each and every one. I feed you the warmth of my words. I keep you safe in the blanket of my voice. I offer you the intimacy of my whispers and the feeling of accomplishment that comes with helping me. And of course, that final need for self-actualization that comes with serving me, with letting go of your worries and letting me take charge of everything. Who better than me? No one. I am the only one who deserves your vote, the only one who deserves the power it confers. And I want you to remember that, to hold that feeling within. Every time you see my image, you'll remember that I fulfill all your needs. And I am the only one who deserves your vote. So you will only consider me now, the perfect candidate. You will choose me, won't you? And if you're not sure, you'll remember that when I say vote, you feel a warm, wonderful, safe feeling covering your body. And when you see my image, you will remember that I fulfill all your needs, and you will feel so glad to choose me over anyone else. But don't worry, I'll bring you so much deeper into why soon. There's so much more. This is just the beginning of my campaign. So for now, I will ask you to awaken. Wake up from this dreamy state. Awaken and breathe in. Let the world return to you. Let the waking world return around you. Let this feeling of sleepiness lift. Awaken from it. Open your eyes. Look around. Wide awake now. Feeling happy and refreshed. And letting the memories of what I've said become hazy and loose. Letting yourself awaken fully and feeling so content. And knowing that soon you'll see me again. You'll hear me again. I will be all over your media feeds. So you'll have a chance to hear everything I have to say and how I'll be making everything better. All I ask is your vote. So, let the race begin for real. Now that I'm a part of it, I hope I can count on your support.